That, or else get a baton and direct.
Yeah. I got your baton.
I wouldn't touch that for $1 million.
Yeah.
Cheryl? Could you grab one of those stools up there, or wood stools like these up here, and we'll put one that, for Lance? Right in there.
I can personally, myself, understand what's going on.
No, I'm gonna turn down here. I'll put Lance up there.
All right, well, here's your stool.
Okay, thank you. Rick, yeah, thanks.
How are we gonna do this?
Can it be that far?
No, I'm a little closer.
Good, wood tool, we need it to care of it for him, huh?
Yeah.
The old fluff off.
Yeah. Well, I have one on tape.
Maybe it's a garlic.
No?
Yeah, you would. I didn't catch any wind of it tonight, I don't know.
You guys ever play that song, Google Fertilize Me?
When you're far away, or dead?
Yeah, that's, is there actually, there is a, there is some music for that?
I have to find out, I think.
You just have a front part.
It was Ernie Hunt's Fertile Imagination that was fertilized that.
Google Fertilize. Great song.
Damn, I took out my Mexican parcel. One shot. Change the reed in it once in a while, it starts to whistle. A foggy day in London town, had me low, had me down. I knew the morning we would turn. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long I wondered, could this thing last but ever? And passed in suddenly, I saw you standing there in a foggy London town. The sun was shining every But this ain't my birthday. Miracles hadn't passed and suddenly I saw you standing there in front of the hotel. I bought you the hotel. The sun was shining everywhere. There was a little spot over by Big Ben, but I think that was the St. Bernard that did that. Trying to learn how to play music and somebody figures you're not going to be able to think of a song.
No, I know you
do. I don't give a shit.
I do.
Well, go play it then. What is it?
Jesus. Spring can really hang
on. Oh,
no. I'm sorry, we don't do it. And Jack and I made a record of it. Whoops. That one that you just heard a while ago, was that was Jack and I on that. But, it's been so long since we played it, and it's not a song that you can fake, and it's a gorgeous tune.
No, it isn't.
It's a beautiful song. Written by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landesman were the writers of that song.
When was it written?
About 4 o'clock.
Oh.
I'm not sure. We'll play something pretty though for you, and it is a great request, but that's why we usually discourage that, because you can, like, between us, we got about 200 or 300 years of music experience, and somebody's invariably going to come up and ask for a song that we don't really have under our fingers. And rather than destroy a pretty song like that, we'd rather tell you to just screw off. I'm just kidding. I hope you understand. I think she could whip me. I think I'd better back off of that. I think she'd probably just kick the shit out of me.
It
would
be a hell of a good thing I'm Irish like you.
Yeah, remember that time it's been off? You got her down and I kicked her.
That's
wonderful. When I was first going with my wife, she said, I was raised with 5 brothers, so she said, I don't hit like a girl. So she goes, here, I'll show you. She goes, wow, you know, not like that, right? Boom, she laid one on me. I said, don't ever do that again. You know, whatever, we ever have a difference of agreement or anything, just let's arbitrate, but don't ever do that. And she never had done that, but I've seen her cold cock, full size guy.
Now, who's the first saxophone player down in Tumwater?
But he was the baritone player was Dan Kenton's band. Yeah. He came down and.
What was his name?
Huh?
Remember his name? Lucky.
Lucky.
Lucky. Yeah. Cauliflower. It was, I can't remember, but he was acting up down there. I said, I won't have to give you any chastisement, but Donna, well, you know Donna, you know. She said, I said, if you get her upset, I'm not promising that she'll survive. And pretty soon, about a half hour later, I had wow! And this guy flattened his back. I told you, Donna just laid one on him. So ever since that experience, I always figured that there's any girl could probably beat the hell out of you, so just don't even get into it. I mean, maybe that's a weird kind of chauvinism, but it sure don't work so far. I don't know where we were going.
Probably you got to the Rivers
Mansion. Okay.
Sitting
around the place, and
it only hurts when you're in pain.
Yeah. I was telling John about the Rainbow Owen, whatever the writer was called. You're interesting, but I'm not interested.
I got a question.
Yeah.
that song I noticed on the wall around the corner there, is that a made up title? Is that a real sheet music? Will Fertilize Me?
It's made up. Bill Gibson's brother did.
Oh, okay. I remember that song.
It was gonna Fertilize Me, those things.
Yeah.
I wish there was a song.
Write one.
Yeah, write one.
We're about due for that. But I like the country western songs, you know, when you're full grown man and me.
You know, that would have been just.
I knew we were partying. I could read the handwriting on the ceiling. Okay, let's do this.
Miss New Orleans? We don't get to play it.
You're not often.
That's the.
Yeah, usually.
All right, yeah.
Name flag.
Sorry.
Yeah, no key. Wanna do that? The remix?
Yeah.
This has got the same notes in it as Frank can hang up the most, and this is for you. Because you were very gracious about the rejection of your tune, which leads me to believe that you're very kind, and you probably drank, and that's even more encouraging from my standpoint.
Are you very kind?
Sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you.
getting started.